Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What do you believe would be the most immediate impact on the collegiate education system if the federal Department of Education were to be eliminated?
I think that depends on who is going to continue on with the services they currently provide or what entity would be doing that. Most recently, you may be familiar with the issues that arose because they changed the website and the process for applying for tuition aid and loans. And it delayed college acceptances by about 2 months this past term. So that was a problem when the U.S. Department of Education was continuing on with something. That created problems for students as they waited to see whether or not they would be able to afford college. So part of it goes to a concern about what is the alternative to the current structure, because there are some functions that must be at a federal level based upon the nature of the function, and application to college is certainly one of them.
Right. So with Canisius being a private university, does the university still get federal funding as much as say SUNY school or anything along those lines?
I'm not in a position to be able to answer that, but my best assessment is no, that when you work in a entity like for Buffalo State, University of Buffalo, any of these state-sponsored schools, the fairly significant amount of revenue comes from the state of New York, whereas in the case of Canisius, it's privately driven.
How might the absence of a federal financial aid program, like we mentioned, like applying for schools, FAFSA, things along those lines, like Pell Grants, impact access to higher education, particularly for the low-income students?
Well, given the cost of education and higher education everywhere, I think that it's not just a low-income family issue. I think there is an enormous impact when the funding opportunities are altered or decreased. And I think it all goes back to a larger issue that I see, is that the U.S. Department of Education has a number of responsibilities, one of which is curricular, which deals with establishing high standards, because our country basically is internationally dependent, both economically and educationally. Our students, when they leave our school systems, whether it's after high school or college or university, are in a global marketplace, and therefore their skill sets must be able to compete with students from other countries in the world. The U.S. Department of Education was created for that very reason, because they were firms within the United States in the early 1980s were finding that students were ill-equipped for the jobs that existed in the changing marketplace. So my concern is one both for economic, its access, and it would also be the potential adverse impact that it would have on our economy, both nationally and globally.
Federal standards for testing, education, standardized testing, do you see, you know, with the power heading to the states, if this is the way it ends up going, inconsistencies between state-to-state education?
Yes, without a doubt. I believe that there have been, and there always will be, inconsistencies, because there's different cultural conditions, different political circumstances, different ideologies. So if you look historically, New York State has been ranked among the top in the country for probably the better part of the 20th century, and even going back to the establishment of the Regents standards in the late 1880s. So I believe that the standards in New York, both in terms of tests and achievement, have been quite notable. My concern is that if one gives up on having a high federal standard, the National Department of Education, that the variability will increase and therefore the economic opportunities by state will be variable as well. So the bottom line is you want students to know as much as they possibly can, to be as skilled in every way that matters so that they can live a rewarding life, that they can find jobs that they enjoy, that pay a decent salary, and they can support families and buy homes and have at least a quality of living that their parents had. I don't foresee, unless there is some entity that can reestablish or continue to establish a federal standard, that that's going to be feasible long term.